Kindness is something you have received and have to pass on in order to keep it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Kindness is something you have received and have to pass it on in order to keep. Sort of a nice thing, too. Mm-hmm. So often, we think that other people should be kind to us. And so often we think that other people should be nice to us. And they don't know how to be nice because they have never been, nobody's been nice to them. So if we're nice to them, then they'll pass it on and we may be the recipients of it. So what we should do is always pass on kindness to make sure that we get some back. Right?
Yeah.
No. Kindness is like the fragrance of a flower. The fragrance of a flower has no decision where it goes. It just exudes and it's everywhere. And you walk through a garden and you smell the fragrance of a flower, you have no idea where it was. But the fragrance of the flower is the kindness of the flower. It is the joy of the flower that it oozes out and sends out. And what about a smile? Smile, too, is a kindness, and it has to be shared. Because if you don't smile at somebody else, if you don't smile at the world, you're not sharing, and it won't be coming back, and it won't be going out and coming back and going out. Smiles need to be shared, to be cared, to be moved out in any way at all. Kindness is something you have received and have to pass it on in order to keep. And, of course, you don't really keep kindness. Kindness is like the parts of a cake. You're going to bake a cake. You have yeast and flour and what have you. And yeast more in the bread. But you have all these different aspects of the baking of your cake. And you bake the cake, and you bake the cake, and you keep putting stuff in it. Now, you make this cake so good, so wonderful. And then you say, that's my masterpiece. And so then you fiberglass it and you put it up on the shelf so you can look at it every day and see how wonderful it is. Well, that's not really what it's all about, is it? All of life, anything we have, do or say or be, is to be used and to be passed on. If we keep it, if we lock it up, then we're in trouble. There's some men in New York and they were quite wealthy. And they kept getting money, probably dividends on their stocks and stuff, and they put it in the mattress, or they put it under the bed, and they saved newspapers, and they were scavengers, they were not giving anything out, they just saved it and saved it and saved it. And one of the men died because the pile of newspapers fell over on him, and he couldn't get out. And the other man was not in very good condition, and he had been going in and out, and he couldn't get through the door because the newspapers were blocking his way. So when they discovered these two men, quite a bit of time afterwards, there wasn't too much left of them. And when they discovered the money in their mattress, they were flabbergasted. It was, of course, the news of the day. All New York said, my goodness sake, people putting money in mattresses and dying of poverty, dying of no food, dying of all these things. If we don't give it out, there's no joy that's going to come from it. You see, well, I want to give my money out. I sure do. I want to give my money to car dealers and to the house dealers and to all these other things and to people, too. And like Bill Gates, he gives his money to eleemosynary purposes. He gives it to schools. He gives it to hospitals. He gives it to research groups. And we, too, can do that. We, too, can do that. But we can give it to our own research group. Now, what is your research group? What kind of a research group would you have that you would give money to? What sort of a thing would you do that you'd give money to? What would you give happiness to? Well, you give happiness because you're happy, and you walk around smiling and very happy, and people look at you and they say, wow, isn't that a happy person? Now, can you go around giving money out too and have people think you're happy? No, it creates a little bit of a problem. It is far better to take your money and buy things and give it to people than to give them money. Now you say, well, they need the money to pay the rent. They need the money for this. Yeah, but that's, they need that every month. You give them something that you think that you would like, something that pleases you. So here you are, a very wealthy person, and what pleases you is to have silk pajamas, you know. And so you give this poor family silk pajamas, and everybody in the family has silk pajamas, which cost quite a bit of money each, and they have nothing to eat. They're kicked out of their house, but they have silk pajamas. Now, you're laughing at what I'm saying, but really, this is what life is all about. When you talk to a woman who doesn't have much money or who has lived in limited circumstances, what is one of the things she oftentimes says that she would always like? I always wanted some silk pajamas. I always wanted to have a lovely hat. I always want, it's some one thing, really, you know. And we think it's so silly to give somebody who has nothing something that is, you know, ostentatious or something that really is not going to do a lot of good. But it does more good. It does it. It's what the Canfield boys call, you know, chicken soup for the soul. It's something that you live with. It's like the two monks who went across the river, and one monk picked up a girl and carried her across because she couldn't get across. And then they went on for miles and miles and miles, and he set her down on the other side, of course. And then as the monks were walking along, the other monk was so angry. How can you do that? And he said, what do you mean? How could you pick up that girl and carry her across? Monks are not supposed to touch a woman. And he said, well, I picked her up, I carried her across, and I put her down on the other side. You haven't put her down yet. And you see, that's what we do. We look at people and we say, surely they would want something. Like the story about the man with a lovely family, and he lived in India, and everybody looked at him because he was so happy all the time. He'd go home in the evening to his little shack with not much food or not much of anything, but they had enough to get along. And he would tell the children stories at night, and they had just such a good time. They loved each other. He had time for them because his job demanded him time, but left him enough time to spend with his family, which made him very happy. So one time, a rich man who heard about this man and what a happy man he was with nothing, felt he wanted to give him a pot of gold, you know? So he asked the rabbi, how should I do this? And the rabbi said, well, put it in the middle of the bridge that he crosses every day. Surely he'll see it. He's too proud to take it from anybody. He's too proud to have people think he needs charity. But if he finds it, you know, it's his. It's his. And so they put the gold in the middle of the bridge. And that day, when the guy came to the beginning of the bridge, he said, now my children are expecting me to play a game with them. They're expecting me to blindfold my eyes and walk on the fence in the front of the property there. And so I'm going to try it out here. I'm going to close my eyes and walk across the bridge. Well, he closed his eyes and walked across the bridge very successfully. And when he got to the other side, the rich man stopped him and said, hey, didn't you see anything as you came across the bridge? And the man says, no, I had my eyes closed. I was playing a game, getting ready for my fun with the children tonight. And you see, when we don't need it, really, we never get it. Did he have some of the greatest riches of the world in his family? Did he treasure them? Did he enjoy them? Was this the happiest time of his life? And if he had money, then he'd have to figure out how to spend it. If he had money, he'd have to go and buy clothing and buy all this stuff for him, and then they might be arguing as to who's going to get this piece or that piece, or how long they were going to have to spend it, how far the money would go. And, you know, right now, he was used to his circumstance. He was used to his happy time. And when he came home from work, there was nothing but happiness in his family, because that's all he taught them. Sometimes our giving gifts to people can be a disadvantage to them, and sometimes it can be an advantage. So if the rich man had figured out what they really needed, he would have put 12 pair of silk pajamas on the middle of the bridge, and the guy would have seen him, because that's something that his family could have enjoyed right now and got a big kick out of him. And really, Perhaps they never wore pajamas in their life, and it would be a new experience for them. But you see, I tell everybody in my world, I said, if you're ever going to give a gift, give something that you would like to have. Give something that you have and you enjoy, but give something you would like to have, because then you know you're giving something that they would like to have. Yes. Now, in truth, they might not want it. In truth, they might not enjoy it, but you are giving it because you want to give it, not because they need it. And you're giving it because it makes you happy. And this is where we all are in life. Happy kindness is something you have received and have to pass on in order to keep it. And this is how we pass it on, giving it away without any thought at all. I love to buy trinkets, gadgets. And after I have the gadgets for a short time, I give it to somebody else, usually the campus family here. And they don't appreciate it. They say, oh, that's something Herb has used. That's something as Herb's had. And, oh, yes. And when they say that, then I just stop giving things to them. But somebody who says, oh, thank you, hey, that's neat, I'm going to enjoy that, then I want to give them two, three, and four things. But when they say, oh, that's something Herb's used, well, I don't want to give them anything, because that doesn't make me happy. Mm-hmm. What makes me happy is when I give something, whether people accept it or don't accept it, but I just give it, and I get out of the picture as quick as I can, and it's a wonderful thing to do. Have yourself a lovely day, and remember the thought for today is kindness is something you have received, and you have to pass it on in order to keep it. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you.